This is Dr. Robert Castrol dictating a telephone note on patient Jackie, that's J-A-C-K-I-E, Toramino, T as in Tango, A-O-R, M as in Mike, I, N as in November, A. I spoke to Jackie Toramino last night and attempted to reach him this evening, but only got voicemail, period. The patient had called several times requesting additional stimulant medication, period. I've also received two calls from his pharmacy. Walgreens in downtown Smithtown, New York, comma. And spoke to the pharmacist, period. They were concerned that he was getting excessive amounts of stimulant medication, as the psychiatrist on call over this past weekend sent in an electronic prescription for a 4-day supply period. According to the iStop, that's I-S as in Sierra, T as in Tango, O, P as in Papa, all capitalized. According to the iStop, patient should not receive additional, patient received a 30-day prescription for dextroamphetamine, 30 milligrams per day, on /3/2024, period. Patients stated that his mother had stolen his pills, period. This appears to be highly unlikely, unless she was concerned that he was taking too many stimulants, period. However, it is quite possible that he is developing a paranoid psychosis due to taking excessive amounts of stimulant medications, period. I suspect that he may be doubling his dose and then hoping to get an early renewal of his prescription, period. I explained to the patient that I intend to follow. I intend to follow the regulations of the FDA, comma, the DEA, comma, and the New York State Department of Health, period. The patient was not happy with this explanation, period. New paragraph. Patient's diagnosis is unclear, period. He has had 3 psychiatric hospitalizations for paranoid psychosis, period. The patient claims that he was intoxicated with a combination of alcohol and Xanax at the time of one of these hospitalizations, and that he was drunk the other 2 times, period. Well, this is a possible explanation, comma, I have no evidence for this, period. I will try to arrange a family meeting to clarify these issues, and will insist that the patient assist to arrange this, period. I'm hesitant to prescribe additional stimulant medication prescriptions until at least May 2nd, period. I will also insist on the family meeting, period. The patient states that he is unable to work without stimulant medication. And that he feels depressed and anxious without high doses of stimulants, period. I feel that this is subjective on his part, comma, and I don't think high doses of stimulant medications are in his interest, period. This has been Robert Castrol, MD, dictating a telephone note on patient Jackie Taormina. Thank you.